Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Monday, champion. It's Sam Crowley right out of the gate. I apologize for the sound quality. Don't have the mic with me right now. I'm jamming right into the phone because I had a thought come to me and I want to share it with you, okay? Is that all right? Can we do quality today or quantity? Or I don't even know what I'm saying. I got no mic, but I got the phone and I got a voice. Hey, listen to me. I need you to listen. It's a Monday. We're getting going. It's raining outside here in Cincinnati right now. I'm just going to grab my coffee. You know, without rain, nothing grows. You know that, right? Without rain, nothing grows. And so when you go through the storms, understand you're growing through that, okay? You're going and, just throw an R in there and a W, you're growing through those storms. And I really can't emphasize this enough because especially if you ever dare to do anything different than anybody else out there, you need to understand this concept that rain, nothing grows without it. And you're wondering, why are these things happening to me? Why is it whenever I take two steps forward, I always take one step back? And why is it when I finally get a little bit of momentum, bam, I'm hit with adversity? That's the rain, you know? It's not going to be sunny, although if you live in California. It's funny, when I spoke there in L.A., I usually speak in L.A. every year, but I was out there a few years ago, so I caught up with a buddy of mine from Bradford, P.A., hadn't seen him in forever. We literally were at St. Bernard School together back in the 70s. My God, the 70s, was that 40 years ago? Yeah. I'm 50. We were 10. Sure. Okay. So I ran into him. We went to In-N-Out Burger by LAX out there. And I'd never been to In-N-Out Burger, by the way. It's good. I see so many people hyping it up. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I didn't know, because it got so much hype, I thought I was going to bite into the burger. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, just the heavens were going to open or something. Good stuff. But we're having In-N-Out Burger out by LAX. And I was like, dude, it never rains. He goes, you know, it's why I like living here. The taxes are crazy. It's very expensive to live out here. I hate all the part economically, but last year we had 352 days of sunshine. I was like, dude, okay. My math, that leaves less than 15 days of any kind of clouds or rain. He said, yeah, think about that. Think about waking up every day, 356 days or 352 days, whatever, of sunshine. And that's great. And I thought the thing, you know what? I lived in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it rained every day at like 2 in the afternoon, by the way, which was really wild. I had no idea about those Florida rains, but it was too hot for me. I had to get back to the Northeast because I lived in West Palm for 2 years. I really enjoyed it, but I wasn't ever used to any of that humidity in the summertime from like April till October was brutal. You know how if you live in the cold weather, you come inside in the wintertime? Well, we would go inside, or I would have a reason just to go to Publix, which is the grocery store in Florida. I would have just a reason to go in there. I'd literally stand by the frozen food aisles just to cool down, dripping with sweat. I don't want all that sunshine and that humidity and that heat all the time. I like a little rain. I do. And I like the change of seasons. So if you're going through a season right now, embrace that, man. And don't ask why. Everybody asks that. You know who asks why? Victims ask why. Victims ask, why is this happening to me? And this is not geared towards somebody who's given 90 days to live. I'm talking about general situations in business and relationships and going through life and why is this happening. Ask this question. What's the message? What am I supposed to learn? You're supposed to learn something. There's something you're supposed to learn. Did you make a decision that you would not have normally made, that you made maybe out of haste? And maybe you made it out of emotion. Maybe you weren't in your best thought process at the time. Was it a situation where you kind of went off, you went against what you would normally do, against your better judgment? There's a message there about don't do the same thing you did to get into the situation that you got yourself into. Whether that's bankruptcy or a bad business deal, whatever it is, just understand there's a message there. Maybe it's somebody that came into your life and left a lasting scar. I get it, man. Business, personal, all of those types of relationships. It's going to happen. Think about the decisions you made that got you into that, because you own 50% of that relationship, possibly more. But at the minimum, I know I've gotten into my car and I've started thinking about people who owe me money or didn't pay me or did me wrong in business and stole this and stole that, my rental properties and all that. And I started thinking, well, okay, that's their fault. Okay, that's not good soil, like we talked about yesterday. If you did not listen to the parable of the sower, it is a must listen from Sunday, February 10th. A must listen. Go listen to that, all right, if you haven't already. But I didn't plant in good soil, all right? That was bad soil. That was casting seeds upon the rocks. And I don't make the same mistake twice. I learned not to get burnt again like that, okay? So understand, you own 50% of that relationship, and that's very powerful stuff, man. Because when you own it and you're accountable to yourself for that, you own it. And now you feel actually, and this is crazy, right? This is so nuts to think, man, I feel more powerful now after that bad thing happened to me. Why would you ever say I feel more powerful? Well, you feel more powerful because you know how you got there. If you got in your car and drove somewhere and have no idea how you got there, that would really scare the crap out of you, yes or no? Like if you just ended up somewhere and you have no idea how you got there, you'd be like, wait a minute, this is scary. But if you know how you got there and you know the road you took and you know the turn each time and how you got, now you know, don't go that same way again. You know, it would be insane, and it would also be 100% your fault if you took a way to work or to the office one day and it took you twice as long to get there. Traffic was crazy, school buses everywhere, you got stuck. You would know, I'm not going that way. At least if I want to get there on time, I don't want to take twice as long to get to that destination. That would be your fault if you did it again, right? Sure, it would, okay? Don't do it again. And that's power. Now you know you have the power to not take as long to get to that destination. Same way in any other facet of your life. But getting back to the original message, we need rain in our life. That's how everything grows. So the next time it rains on your parade, the next time you experience some sort of adversity or some sort of setback or challenge and it didn't go, say, hey, bring on the rain. Bring it on. I'm growing right now, baby. I'm growing. This is awesome. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but that's what this show is all about. If you're on the side where everybody else is, you've done something wrong. If everybody agrees with you, you've definitely done something wrong. You don't want to, you might be one out of 99 people that are doing something. Maybe one out of 9,999 people. That's good. That's how you know you're onto something big. If there's everybody in the room and they, hey, raise your hand if you have this idea and you believe this, and you're in the side where everybody else is, then you've done something wrong and you're playing incredibly small, all right? So understand, the rain's going to come in. When that rain comes in, you're growing. You are growing and you're going to find success. I promise you, you're going to. So don't stop. Don't ask why this is happening. Ask what's the message that I'm supposed to learn from this, and bring on the rain, baby, because what happens after the storm? What happens? The rainbow, the sun comes out, and that's your next step. That is how you know you're on the right track. All right, we're off and running. It's a new day, a new week. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.